So she lived, they lived on to the late 90s, and his first wife died. Then he married my mother, Hannah.
Where was she born?
She was born at Olney, Tennessee, just about a quarter of a mile below the post office at Olney, Tennessee, in a log house set up on the side of the road. She's going Olney down to Duck River. That's where she was born at. She partly grew up there, and then was raised on Buffalo. They moved over on Buffalo River in the edge of Perry County and stayed a while. Then her parents sold out over there and they come to Pretty Creek over here in Hickman County. But during the meantime in Perry County, she married and then her and her husband had separated. Then my father, her and my father married in 1900. And then I was the oldest child. And in this family, they were 11 children. So, in the family that I grew up in, I had a half-sister, you see, and then in the family there were 10 of us. And it was seven of them that were dead, died before they were grown. Well, my oldest brother was 18 years old. I have my mother and seven brothers and sisters buried in one row over at Olney, the other side of Olney, in the cemetery. I have one brother, and my father and grandmother is buried right here at the Old Tidwell Cemetery. And my son buried up here, and my grandson buried here in this cemetery. So, you can see, it was pretty hard run there with us. The children, I was the only one of this family, and they died in infancy, that most of them did, except my older brother. Well, I mean, not he was younger than I was, but he died when he was 18 years old. So, it went on then, and my father died the 8th day of February, 1929. And then my mother died then, the 28th day of September of 1930. So that's when we changed, we had the sale, sold everything out here. And I sold the farm in the 12th day of November of 1930. So, that's when I bought it, taken it over. I've owned this place since the 12th day of November of 1930.
40. How far did your parents get into school?
Well, my mother went about the fourth or fifth grade, I guess. My father never did go to school. He never did. He went, started him to school, and he said he clucked his books, and he never could get him to study much.
Yeah.
But he had one of the best recollections of any person I've ever seen in my lifetime. Anybody hear anybody read anything or you hear any speech of anything, he never did forget it. He had this recollection, and it made him one of the most interesting people. The people used to drop by here, and the neighbors would come in here and stay the wee hours of the night to listen to him tell of his experience in the Civil War. And down through the years, he had a very good recollection. And his experiences that he had quite a few. During the Civil War, you know, and then and all the way down through the years, you know, what happened, you see, here in this year. This was a pretty rugged country right here when he moved here. They was people buried in these hollers and hills around. They plowed up a man's skeleton down here, this side of that, just up below that trout rank down there, with a road grader here a few years back. He'd been buried there, and buried one up here in the holler, and one or two back over here on the hill. It was pretty rugged when he moved in here. And it quietened down some after that, and of course become a very settled country. And then there wasn't no public works in here, what I mean mill work much, till 1901. In 1901, Kaufman Stave and Lumber Company come in here, and they own this, of course, the Copper's Company owns this land in here now. There's about 35,000 acres of this land in Hickman County that belongs to the Copper's Company. But that time, the Kaufman Stave and Lumber Company had bought it from the Lear's. The Lear's is the ones that built the old furnace down here.